Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, this morning, so grateful for the cross. Calvary. Calvary, where that old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, how we love that old rugged cross, where our sins and our burdens lay down. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for the blood that was shed. Thank you, the Lord, we stand today righteous in the sight of God the Father. Speak to our hearts. Affect our lives. Everyone who is here, Lord, do not allow even a single person to leave your presence the same as they came. I know it shall come to pass. Your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray, and somebody said, amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? And you may please be seated. Scripture for last week on us is Lloyd George Jr. is going to say it for us. Scripture for last week.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
Verily I say unto you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, if the two of you on earth shall agree as touching anything you ask for of my Father which is in heaven, it shall be done for you of my Father which is
okay.
In heaven.
Okay, all right, you missed that one. Hallelujah. All right, so the scripture for this week is Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always unto the end of the world. We'll say it together. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Ready? Let's go. One more time, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Wonderful. Because of time, we're going to ask Pastor Roberto Ned to say it for us. And then we move on. Next week, Sunday, I'll ask Brother Sherwin to do the same thing. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Are you going to preach?
No, please. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always unto the end of the earth. Amen.
Amen. Rakav, you want to challenge him? You'll pass. You'll pass. Okay. Next week. All right. It's very important announcement before I start preaching. We're making some few changes in our church, the way we do our things. All right? And you realize that when you are in leadership, you have to learn to change things. I'm sure some of us, we even change our houses, our rooms, our living rooms, getting to the end of last year. As we moved some bed out, we brought in some new sheets, some new this, new blinds, new curtains. It's something that, you know, when you live life, you do things. You buy some new clothes, some new blouses, some new skirts, some black and white. Sometimes some new panties, no? We buy some new panties, some new buttocks. And you can't wear one panty the whole year. You gotta buy some new ones, isn't it? My sister was a little surprised that I mentioned that. We change it. Even the wig, we change the wig, isn't it? You wear one hairstyle for 2 weeks. You say, you neighbor. I mean, you go in for maybe some cornrow or something. I see some nice, beautiful brown and black combination there. They do it maybe for just 1 week. After 1 week, they ain't able no more. Me, when they went, they said they were going to do it for like 6 weeks. Just, you know, relax the hair. Like, 1 week later, I said, no, me want it. People realize they're going to put some Brazilian hair inside. And they change it. They say they want Peruvian hair. And then they say they want Guyanese hair. And they say they want human hair. They do all sorts of things. So change is something that is very, very important and it's very healthy to every body, every organization, every institution. Even in our country, the politicians say that they are going to ban the importation of used tires. So those of you who like cheap tires, your days are gone. Now they are changing things. So we should also in the church be able to change even more things as a church, isn't it? Right. So what we are going to do now is that with effect from this week, we are combining our home cells into what we call a satellite church. A satellite church. All right? Now, a satellite church means that you have 2, 3 or something like that, more home cells come together. So it's not more a home cell. It's a graduate. It's a graduated. It has a diploma in IRM. So it's no more going to be like home cells. We're not going to call it home cells because it's going to be a bigger meeting now. So we don't want living rooms now. If you have a living room, I don't know how you're going to make it because we're going to have 40, 50, 100 people in some. We want a yard. We want a yard. You can have a big yard because we're going to have church right in the areas that we are going to be. Okay, so we are reducing the home cells. We had about 27. We are reducing them to 10. So we are going to incorporate every, you know, home cell into something so that we have what we call a satellite church with a leader and leaders and pastors and treasurers and all kinds of things we're going to have in the dancers and bishops and musicians and dancers and all kinds of things. Ushers, we have all of that in the church. And now we are not going to have it on Thursday evenings. We are moving it to Saturday afternoons at 5 o'clock. Saturday afternoons. You get it. So we are going to use the Thursday evenings once every week. Every church, satellite church, will have their tent to come and pray here. Yeah, we're going to pray every week. There must be prayer in this place because Satan is working for more, isn't it? So he's a wicked man. So we can't just fast and pray and finish. We have to continue praying. All right. So we're still in the designing process. By the end of the day, the leaders are going to be aware. They're going to communicate it to you so that you will be able to, also follow along. So if you're a sheep, how many of us are sheep? Who's a goat here? Any goat? Any laba? Or yari? Any yari here? Yari didn't come to church. Samson? Amen. Tigers. Now when we say you're a sheep, what it means is that if you're a sheep, it means you're a church member. God calls us sheep. Now, sheep are very gentle. They are, you know, they allow you to lead them. Sheep are very, very easy to deal with. Goats are not. So if you're a goat here this morning, there's no grass for you. All right, we only give grass to sheep. Because he says, he'll make me lie down in green pastures. Not a goat, but a sheep. You get it? So all of us, we are changing our schedule this week. Instead of Thursday evenings, it's going to be Saturday afternoons at 5 p.m. So no excuse. I got to do homework. I got to do this. I got to do that. Saturday afternoon, please. Homework must be done during the week. Saturday afternoon, you must have time. At the same time on Saturday, 5 o'clock, we're going to have Safe Church right here. Safe Church. The young people, the teenagers, I'm going to be here with you from 5 o'clock to 6:30. Right here also. So if you're a teenager from secondary school going age, 12 years and above, you are welcome here every Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Me know what the people are going to do in the area. I receiving young people here. All right. So we're going to have church Saturday afternoon. Big church. Did you know, Joe, you know John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church? Do you know his mother used to have a church in her house? And she had over 400 people come to the house for church? Yeah, her pastor actually came to complain about it. She's taking the people, all the people in the area. The woman, a housewife, just started Bible study in her house. They grew to 400 people. So it's possible we can have 100 people in a house. Do you believe in what we are trying to do? Yeah. The church is going to work better. We are going to increase. We are going to grow. We are going to be stronger. Amen. Jesus says he will build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we must be in building mode. And we must be very antagonistic to anybody who wants to destroy the church. Are you with me? Anybody who do something, anybody who tell you to go to another branch, whether it's king or queen or whatever church or whatever, say no. Anybody who will try to tell you something to cause you to leave this church, we will fight them. Because you can't build and let people just take away your labor. Look at how you feel if you have a business and then thieves come in and they just, you know, rob you of your goods and your money. Sister, do you think you'll be happy? My dear, what's your name again? Yes, you in the green. And Gina, if you have a business and the bandits stick you with a gun and they take your money, will you be happy? No. So I'm the pastor. God has given me people. So if anybody comes to also take one, I will also not be happy. Will you be happy? No. You will not, isn't it? No. Because nobody wants to work and somebody, monkey know they work, baboon they chop. Yeah. So if anybody leaves this church, let them go alone. Don't follow anybody who says they are leaving this church. You must have a mind of your own. And know what you want. Are you with me? And anybody who fights us will fight them squarely. We are going to fight some people this afternoon, I tell you. Yeah. Our eyes are red. Yeah, we'll bomb the bombers and attack the attackers. Because we are in building mode. When you are building, you have your blocks, you have your cement, you have your iron rods. If somebody comes to take some blocks and cement, anything will happen. It's a setback to your building project. That's why nobody can take anybody away from here. We must die before. Yeah, and we'll curse anybody who say any bad things about us over here. We are wild. We came all the way thousands of miles away to be here to do church. Yeah, you can't come. You go, you don't go sit down, let them cheat us every day. Monkey know the work, baboon can't chop. Right, so that's what we're doing this week, and I believe that God is going to. First service was like this. Yeah, it was fantastic. 7:30, the place was almost full. Natasha, you should come back to work, you know. Maternity leave is over. Yeah, and second service like this. So we are in build. We are going to even start a third service. Yeah, right here. Right here. Sister Nisha, what do you think? Third service. We came to preach. I came to Guyana to preach. I should preach from morning to night. I didn't come to eat no cook up. I came to preach. Yeah. Since I don't preach, it means that I'm not doing what I was called here to do. Amen. All right. So that's the announcement for this week. Safe Church is at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And then also Satellite Church. So you must invite. We have a target every week. We want to speak to 30 people and invite 30 people to church. Everybody must make a target. I'll speak to 10. I'll speak to 5. But from all the satellite church is now going to bring what, 100 people every week. Oh? Yeah, it can't be 30 anymore. It must be upgraded. Once home sales come together. If one home sale was 30, if you have three together, why should it be 30? It should be 100. Rosie, what do you think? It's a good idea, yeah. We're in building mode. Turn to somebody and say, we're in building mode. Yeah, so we will fight the attackers. Anybody who come and take our iron rods or our cement, we will fight them. Amen. Yeah. This morning, a few minutes that I have, I want to share with you, continue sharing with you about how to be what? Steadfast Christian. Somebody say steadfast. Say it again, steadfast. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Preaching for a short time. You're welcome to church if you're here for the first time. Yeah. This is the Lighthouse Chapel International, the best church in the whole of Guyana. Yeah. Oh, we cannot be in a place where we won't say it's good. It's a good place. You don't think it's a good place? Yeah, me too. I think it's a good place. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. The Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. You must be steadfast. Sharon Grant, you must be steadfast. Steadfast. Unmovable. Unmovable. Steadfast and unmovable. Steadfast and unmovable. I've not seen you for a while. Where have you been? Bobby's. We got attack, right? Unmovable. Steadfast and unmovable. The Bible says that you and I should be. You must be. You must be. Not you must try to. You must be. Steadfast. Somebody who is not easily moved from Christianity. Somebody who cannot easily be moved by the fact that there's news that a pastor sleeps with a 15-year-old girl, and therefore every pastor is a bad pastor, or you're not going to church anymore. You are a chicken. There are many Christians who, when they hear stories, it puts them off. Now, if your life, if Christianity, your love for God is going to be affected by hearing some bad news, then you are not Christian. You are not a Christian. Your Christianity is not accepted at all. And it means that if you ever get married and you hear somebody say something about your wife or your husband, you will also go and fight. And you know what happened to you? Is that Tevin? It looks like Tevin. Well, you know what happens to you? You can't stay in any relationship. So, Christianity is making us become very good people. Anybody who cannot be steadfast, there's nothing else that they can be steadfast in. Watch somebody who leaves a job to another job in 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. You should never employ somebody like that. Yeah. When we used to employ people in a secular world, one of the things we would look for is how long somebody worked in a company for. If you see people who have worked in a company for, let's say, 5 years, 10 years, and they are moving over to your company, you are assured that their last experience was more than 5 years. So this is somebody who is more like a stable person. Because you're not going to employ somebody and then Nigerians will say next tomorrow. Next tomorrow. I said next tomorrow. Then he's gone. Because you're trying to build. You don't want anybody to come in who will come for a few. And that's what God is saying, Odell. That you have to be like a ship that is built. I was watching a documentary on the biggest cruise ship. Something, something of the Caribbean or something. Big! 5,000 people on board. It can take 5,000 people. And you see that the cruise ship is just controlled by a little button. Now, when they built the cruise ship, it took years to build that ship. Now, finally, when it was sailing for the first time to St. Thomas, from England to St. Thomas on a cruise, everybody, I mean, it was hot cake. Everybody wanted to be on the maiden trip. Paid thousands of pounds to be on. Now, can you imagine as the ship sailed? It was a little difficult for it to leave the dock because the size was bigger. It wasn't a normal one. And there was some pathway. It was supposed to go through a pathway. And it was a little tight. And the captain, the way he maneuvered to get out, it was very nice. But can you imagine that as they were on high seas and then the cruise ship sinks? Hey, like Titanic. When the guy said, even God cannot sink this ship. And God said, I'll show you something. I will show you something. If you eye past me, I will show you something. Do you know that's what the builder of Titanic said? Yeah, we all watched the movie, isn't it? He said, even God cannot sink this ship. What happened? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Was it the captain of the ship or the owner who didn't get out? One person stayed. He didn't go out. It was the captain. Yeah. He was so broken. He didn't want to go anywhere. The owner as well. Was he on board? Ah. He was shocked. Now you better don't say certain things to God. Because he hears you when you speak. Yeah. And he'll pull your ears because of what you have said. So, like ships, our lives, our Christian lives are like that. When we are on sea, things will happen. See, we must be built, Athena, we must be built to survive storms. You see, you should not be a school dropout. I didn't get amen. Amen. You should not go to school. You see, people who go to school and they don't finish, they are not built. And when somebody doesn't finish school and does not make any effort thereafter to do anything, you should watch the person. They have the spirit of not finishing things. You see, let me tell you something. When you are young and foolish, things appeal to you from the outside. But the inner part is what is important. There is a lot of power within. You know, the Bible says that out of it is the evil things. When Jesus was arguing with the disciples, the Pharisees, about what makes somebody defiled, he said it's not what goes in, but it's what from the inside comes out. So the inside of a person is one of the most powerful things about a person. So when somebody goes to school and drops out, you must be careful. Because this person, if they don't overcome that trait, they are somebody that if you are going to rely on them for something, they are also going to disappoint you because they don't know how to finish things when they start. So he can be a cute guy. He can give you raps. He can give you all the stories. Romain, he can tell you all the I love yous. You can get butterflies from your chest to your back. If the person did not finish something. See, love is not just feelings. Oh, love is not just feelings, you know. You must use your head when you say you are in love. You must. And some people don't have heads. Yeah, when you see Botox, then you get Basidi. Yeah. It's not what you see. It is what is inside the person. So when somebody cannot finish something, it's a very serious thing. And I tell my guys around, I tell my boys, and they don't listen to me, that if you can't finish something, hey, there's something wrong about that. So God wants us, when we say that we are Christians, it is a journey we start. And on that journey, we need to be steadfast, unmovable.
Nothing should be able to move us from this journey, because the Bible, this is a narrow way. It's a narrow way. And once you step on it, nothing should be able to move you to the left or to the right. A lot of things will come. Sometimes somebody will tell you, you used to go to that church. What are they trying to say? They are trying to tell you that you should leave. Some people get affected by that. Oh, you used to go to that church? One of the pastors was telling me they went to evangelize around here. The lady abused them. I said, if you had asked me, I only have allowed you to go to a certain area. You got to be steadfast. Hey, let me tell you, some of you, if you listen to stories and you leave your husband, you leave your wife, somebody will take him home. Somebody is waiting. If you like, you play. You follow them stupid things. Somebody is waiting, hungry. Waiting. If you like, follow nonsense and say that, you know what? Bye. Me won't be with you no more. Somebody say, thank you, lady. You are very powerful. Thank you very much. I got here now. Somebody is waiting. Somebody is on the reserve bench, trotting. Yeah, you bowl your husband out. You bowl your wife out. You see, somebody's waiting. You cannot be marriage, relationships, school, business. Hey, you must be steadfast. You fail exams, you have to try again. It's a lesson you should heed. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then your courage should appear. For if you will persevere, you will conquer, never fear. You cannot give up on things. If you are somebody who gives up, we cannot even trust you in the church. Yeah, because this is a long road. It's a long road. And you know what I have concluded this year, just the other day, that I am not going to rely on people who are not stable. When I say stable, I'm not talking about when I see your face. There are some people who are character-wise not stable. Today they are sad. Tomorrow they are happy. Today they won't talk to you. Tomorrow they won't talk to you. Me won't deal with them people no more. This is serious business. You can come to the church, but I will not invite you to do anything precious for me. Because just as you are unstable in all your ways. Do you know the scripture that says that a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways? If you're in lighthouse, you're in lighthouse. You see, some people will tell you all kinds of things, you know. One of the things that will help you to be steadfast is not to be overconfident. Write it down. You like the point, you see, Charlie? Yeah. Where's my point? Do not be overconfident. Develop steadfastness by not being overconfident. All right, people say, oh, lighthouse? Lighthouse? Me? I'm not leaving. Tofiakwa. But they are not here today. Yeah. Wait, you are on the list. Now, leaving the church is not a nice thing. So when it happens, you should allow us to talk about it. Because what it means is it exposes the type of person you are. No matter. Is that this guy? I see. No, you see, no matter how nice you look, you will show who you are by the test of time. And ladies and gentlemen, don't be fooled. Things just don't happen. People who break under pressure are people who are not strong. Don't look at the outside. As for outside, you can go to John Lewis. You can buy some. You can buy Mary K or Mary Q or Mary W. Avon. Put on your face. Yodia.
put your lipstick red, gold and green, honey, and put some light blue eyelashes or eyeshadow. I've forgotten those things. I'm an old man now. I mean, you know, there's an eyeshadow or eye something. Yeah, mascara. Yeah. But let us wait and see when there is pressure. Shalanda, let pressure come. And let's see whether what you have been saying all along, whether that is what you will also behave. The Bible says, be steadfast. And many of you are guilty. I said, many of you are guilty. You better sit up in Christianity. Because small thing you say you are not coming. Small thing you are staying home. Small thing you are doing that. Small thing you can't stand. What kind of person are you? Be steadfast. Beloved. Be steadfast. Because this Christianity, there's an enemy. There's hair. You see, the moment you say you're a Christian, then you come on the radar screen of the devil. Because he's going to say, you know what? You're a Christian, I can deal with you. Because why are you choosing God's side? So he can bring in things. And sometimes God will allow things to come also for him to also see how committed and how much you love him. Because if you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't go through tough times for the person, one of the painful things in a relationship is when you give your best for somebody and then in the day of adversity, they forget those things and they leave you. Yeah. So sometimes, no, in a relationship, you have to allow these things, Jasmine, to prove how close you are. And it's these trials and tribulations that prove how close somebody is to somebody. When everything is going well, it's nice. Oh, everything's good. Oh, hi, babes. Man, hi, babes. Let's go to Pizza Hut. You want to go Pizza Hut? What do you want to eat? A DQ ice cream cake or everything? Nice, everything. Now, let a pro... So, girl, me got no money this month. Things change. Face turn up. You ain't got money? I mean, got time? You think I get time? I need money? You got to fork out the money? Yeah. Yeah. I've seen a shoe for Sunday. And I ask him for the money for the shoe. You say that next week. What do you mean by next week? I want to buy the shoe for this Sunday. Yeah. Be steadfast. As you are sailing on this Christian world, that nothing moves you. When you are pushed, you are not moved. You are unmoved. Is that not the word there? Unmovable. Not that you even move a little bit. Unmovable. That's what God is looking for. Some of what? That's what God is looking for. People who are not movable. And you fail if you think too highly of yourself. Oh, me. I'm alright. When you think too high of yourself, you actually weaken yourself. Because that makes you relax. The secret about not being overconfident is that it makes you even relax. Because you know that, oh, no, not me. Not me. Not you? Wait and see. You continue saying, not me. One day you say, oh, I didn't know. So don't be overconfident. What does the Bible say? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. Let he that thinketh he. Stand it, isn't it? Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stands take heed lest he fall. Lest he falls. When you think you're standing, be careful. Some people are falling when they thought they were standing. They didn't know they could fall. I tell you, you can ask people. I remember there was a guy who, Love, was it your time when you finished Bible school? One of your, what was the school prefect for your time? Yeah, Peter. Peter was your time. Yeah, he was a valedictorian or something. What do you call it? Valedictorian, right? He was this prophet, so he had this speech. Nice, Prince, the nice speech that you people you give, right? Nice, good English, perfect English kind of thing. Birth anniversary, not birthday, birth anniversary kind of speeches, you know. So he stood in there in a pulpit and he gave all the nice words. It's not a birthday, it's birth anniversary. You should ask Prince, he'll tell you. We say birthday. But these professors, they say birth anniversary. It's all accepted, no? He stood in a pulpit and praised the Bible school, praised the training, praised Bishop Dagwood Mills. The guy didn't last for a year or so. 1 year later, he took the church that he had started. He took the church and changed the name of the church. I tell you, you should come and see. I'm sure it's recorded somewhere. You should come and see the sweet words. 1 year he didn't last. Does he know who Bishop Dagwood Mills is? Who's he? I tell you. So be careful. Do not be overconfident. You should always say, oh, by the grace of God. By the grace of God. I plan not to leave Lighthouse ever. By the grace of God. And then watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. Because one day something will come your way. The next thing will be exit. When David was being pursued by Saul, you know, David and Saul, not David and Goliath, David and Saul. We all know, if you don't know, you should go and read your Bible, that Saul, King Saul, was after David. In fact, I think Saul chased David for most of David's life. He could not understand why that little banner killed Goliath. And the woman started making songs in his name. And he that came for all these years, the people didn't like you no more. He was vexed. He chased David to kill him. Now, did you know that when Saul died, if it was you, what would you do? When your enemy dies, is that Masha? You take champagne. It's a PPP gun. Them Indian people gun. Granger, Green Ranger has come. You come and see how people are celebrating. That's when we saw juice, green juice and yellow juice. Yeah. Green eye rice and yellow rice. I tell you. People were crying. I said, was it a Rastaman or so? He was crying at the Parliament House. A Rastaman crying. It's normal when somebody who you don't like, if something bad happens to them, you rejoice. You say, they deserve it. They deserve it. Nice. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, you look for that. This banner thing that everything is like that. I knew one day something like this would have happened to him. That's how we speak. But when King Saul died, you know what David did? The guy who came to David and said that he is the one who killed Saul was killed immediately by David. In fact, David proclaimed a fast. He said, "How has the mighty fallen?" Oh, but I thought this guy was looking for you to kill you. Why are you praising him now that he's dead instead of rejoicing? Because the guy who came to tell him that he killed Saul, it wasn't him actually. He just thought that it was good news. He thought that David was going to probably give the person who killed Saul something. So when he came, he said, Saul is dead, I killed him. And the Nobel Prize, Peace Prize for 2016. The guy was killed immediately. And this is what David said. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18. I'm closing. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul. Hey, well, the one I was reading, where was that one?
Bring that one back. Bring it back.
Hey, one. No, it's too long, too far. Give me 20. 20 pieces of silver. 19. So it will make more sense. Look. This is David's poem. When his enemy died, he said, the beauty of Israel. You don't say beauty to a man. You say beauty to a man. Samson, will you say a man is beautiful? No, you don't say that. Man beautiful. What's this guy? Godfrey. Do you think you're beautiful? Maybe you can say you are beautiful. He's braided his hair, so he's beautiful. Yeah, what a beauty. we can tell him that he's beautiful because he has cornrow or he has something on. The beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty fallen? Somebody sees the end of his enemy and he has formed a poem, a sad poem. Verse 20. What does he say? He said, tell it not. He said, Kaijo News have published this thing, Kaijo News. It is something you don't publish. Now you watch it. You watch it, and this is that many people will be very surprised about this new government we have. Because the changes they have brought, we are not used to it. Now you're saying they shouldn't close wheels. They should not ban old tires. They should. More changes are coming. Many more. And we have not been used to change. We have been doing one thing for a long time. It's difficult to change. GRA says what? Winston Jordan was saying that now every business you are going to do, you have to claim, you have to do tax returns or something before they... Even driver's licenses. Yeah. Wow. Tell it not in Gath. You have to be unmovable. Yolanda, you have to be unmovable. You hear stories. Pastors have blood in them. Pastors will make mistakes. Church members will make mistakes. Churches will make mistakes. Just like everybody out there makes mistakes. People out there do more cruel things. Yeah, they beat somebody, some woman, they put her in a septic tank for something. You remember? 2 years in a septic tank. Case, I don't even know what happened to a prince. Did you follow it? Yeah, it's still ongoing. When somebody's dead, they put the person in a septic tank for 2 years. That one, it will not discourage anybody from looking at a fellow human being. And then they say, pastor, something. Now you are a Christian and you have a pastor. Think about it. If it was your pastor, what would happen to you? Hey, tell it not in Gath. He said, publish it not in Kaijo News. Christians don't publish bad news. You don't put your dirty linen outside. Christians don't know that. Now, if you go and say something bad in a church, if you go and say it outside, Anita, then the people say that it's the church. Oh, that church. But then next Sunday, you come to the church again. You look like a joke. Because the church you are saying bad things about, the pastor you are saying bad things about, is the same pastor you go and sit down there and listen to him. So what does it make you? It makes you a joker and a fool. Publish it not in the streets of Georgetown that Saul is dead. Hey, why not? The guy who was trying to kill you, if he's dead, we should rejoice and say, finally, God has settled our battle for us. The Lord has arisen and our enemies have scattered. He said, no, don't speak like that. Do not say this thing. Because it's a battle, you know. It's a spiritual battle. The enemy tries to wound one of us. And he wants to use that to kind of pull everybody back. That is the strategy. It's not that a pastor has done something, that's what it is. So it is what the effect of that is what we must be careful about. It's a strategy to break down the church and break down people's confidence in pastors. lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph, the unbelievers. What does he say again? Ah, Blinky. Ye mountains of Gilboa. That was a mountain on which he died. He said, let there be no dew. You know dew, you know dew in the night, in the morning. David is praying that when dews are coming down, that mountain on which Saul died, may no dew touch the mountain. What kind of prayer is that? Somebody was trying to kill you? Let there not be a dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings. For there on the mountain of Gilboa, the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away. The shield of Saul, and what? As though he had not been anointed with oil. Stand to your feet, my time, Sam. Oh. Ah. David is saying that an anointed man, that should not be his end. And if that becomes his end, it's not something we should be happy about. As if he was not anointed with oil. What does he say again, Blinky? From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan turned not back, and the sword of Saul returned not empty. Go ahead. The poem is nice. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives. Look at the tribute. A tribute for an enemy. And their death, and in their death, they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet. Now he's bringing out these good things. He clothed you in scarlet with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel. It's like when he was king, things were good for you. You could afford to buy gold and change your teeth to gold teeth when he was king. Now he's dead. You must weep. Yes, Becky. How are the mighty falling in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, that was slain in the high places. Bow down your heads with me. The Lord wants you to be steadfast. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray. Pray. The Bible says if anybody prays in an unknown tongue, he edifies himself. Pray. Pray to God as the Lord strengthen me. Let me be unmovable. May I not be moved. May nothing move me, O God, while I watch myself not to be overconfident. May I not be moved, a mighty and a strong tower. May I be like you, O God. For the Bible says that you are the rock of ages, the ancient of days. You have been there from the beginning, and you are going to be there when everything comes to an end. You are from everlasting to everlasting. That is the kind of spirit I ask for, O God, to be steadfast, unmovable, to be steadfast, unmovable, to be steadfast, unmovable. And let the Spirit of God Almighty, the strong tower, where the righteous run into it when they are in trouble, the refuge, oh God, let me be that, oh God. Let me possess those characteristics. Steadfastness. Steadfastness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, cabros cabranda makaya baske brindis. Lebebebeske brinde makaya babaska taya balandas. Bo 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 sakaya bandiri mi kebre cabranda. Oh, pray for yourself, you know. Pray for yourself. You don't know. You don't want to fall. You don't want to be falling by the side of the road. You don't want to be like the guy who left Jerusalem to Jericho. Bible says he fell among thieves, and they beat him and they left him half dead. It took the good Samaritan to bring that guy to life. You don't want to fall by the wrong side. You don't want to go on the wrong road, because your life will never be the same again. Your life will change. You will not be feeling the same feelings again. Oh, difficult it will be to get back to your first love. Pray. Pray. Pray the Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, protect me. Lord, cover me. Lord, uphold me with thy right hand. May I not fall by the roadside. Le cabrasca branda cabarabasike berebe. 2016, 2017, and the years ahead, no matter what comes my way, may I not be moved. May I not be moved. May I not be moved, not by my might, not by my power, but by your spirit, oh God. Kebros kabarande kebres keberedes. My God. Blessed be your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone. Know His power in quietness. And trust, and when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above that storm. And Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still, know you are God. I will be still, know you are God. Find rest, my soul, one more time. Find rest, my soul. Only Christ has solid rock. In Christ. His power in quietness and trust. Know His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above. Father, you are King over the floods. I will be still, oh, you are God. I will be still, oh, you. I will be still. I will be still. Know you are God, you are God. I will be still and know you are God. Father, thank you. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for helping us and exposing your word to us and admonishing us to be steadfast and unmovable. Lord, you are the ancient of days. And if we are your children, we want that same characteristics. The rock of ages, cleft for me. The everlasting to everlasting. There's no searching in your beginning and to the end. There's nothing about your beginning and about your end. That is what we want to be. Steadfast and movable. There, Bible says you change not. May we also be so steadfast that we will not change. As the storms and the waves and circumstances come our way, thank you that we are strengthened today in our inner man and will not fall, will not faint in the day of adversity. Thank you, Father, for helping us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. While every eye is still closed, every head is still bowed, you are here today, you are not born again. You are not saved. If you die right now, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. You need to be prayed for. God wants you to go to heaven. It's a choice. You want to say, Pastor, I want to take the choice of God. God, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Pastor, please,
pray for me? I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want Jesus to come into my heart. If you are here like that, you want to make that decision today. Wherever you are standing, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray for me. God bless you. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. It's a very, very important decision you're making today. It's an important decision. It's more important than your wedding day or anything. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Your right hand up high if you want me to pray with you. Your right hand, your right hand, your right hand. God bless you. I see that. Your right hand up high, up above your head so I can see it. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. If you lift up your right hand, I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray for you. Come. Come, my dear, come. I want to pray for you. Come. Sing it. Come, clap for them. Oh, clap, clap, clap for them as they come.
Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. God bless you. Come, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Come. You don't know when you'll die, you know. If you die right now, will you go to heaven or hell? If you die right now, is it heaven or hell? If you are not sure, walk to the front and let me pray with you. Because if you die right now, you are not sure, you'll go to hell. You're going to burn in fire. Pastor, please pray for me. It's not too late. I can walk to the front and I'll pray with you. Only. Close your eyes with me, everybody. And if you believe in Jesus, that he died on the cross for you, you believe that his death on the cross is what gives you forgiveness and his blood washes your sins away, you believe that he's been given a name that is exalted above every name, you believe that he's your Lord and your Master, if you believe that with your heart, then pray this prayer with me. Then pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart, to be my master and my savior. I believe that by this prayer, I have been saved from hell. I am born again now, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name I pray.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.